are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
Okay. We have some fabulous live music later on, but right now here's the kind I prefer.
What's up, Spaceship Earth? Thanks for tuning in. You're receiving a live transmission from Starseed Radio, where you can always tune in on Saturday nights from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern to hear the colors and see the music. And I am your host, Jonah Bolt. Today is Saturday, June 15th, 2013. And that was a sample off one of our guests tonight. That was DJ Story. That was off one of his remixes that he has up in his SoundCloud. He'll be joining us live from an event. We also have another great lineup. As always, we have six other guests joining us on the show tonight, one of them being our very own special guest, Edward Twitchell Hall III, better known as Ted. He's going to be coming on talking about some sustainability projects. He was involved with the Occupy Wall Street movement since day one that happened last year in New York, and now a lot of that turned into Idle No More and a lot of sustainable projects that they've been getting a lot of good grounds on. So he's going to update us on a lot of projects that he's involved in. So that's going to be exciting. We also have Ted Dawson joining us tonight. He's going to be talking about traditional medicine. He's a member of the Norrelmook tribe of the Wintu Indians based in Trinity County in Shasta, Mount Shasta, where we'll be doing a live broadcast from earlier or later this summer. We also have Ben Stewart coming on the show tonight. He's a singer and songwriter for the alternative rock group Hero Sonic. He's also a filmmaker and public speaker, and he released the documentary films Esoteric Agenda in 08, also Cymatica, which I'm sure a lot of listeners have heard, in 09, and Ungrip in 2011. He'll be joining us. He's also visiting the East Coast, so a shout-out on his trip to the East Coast to Ben. We also have Andrew Osser joining us on the show tonight. He's creator of the Joy of Sports Foundation. The organization grew to the point where it served more than 50,000 children and was honored as a point of light by President Clinton. Andrew will be joining us on the show tonight. Also, our very own Dr. Richard Allen Miller, author and researcher. Richard Allen Miller reveals a wealth and depth of knowledge and experience in the alternative agricultural New Age physics and metaphysics. Miller began working in the X-Files world in the 60s, has been involved in amazing experiments with the government in his original Men in Black. So we have Rick on the show tonight. Here is some more DJ Story, and we'll be right back to begin the show. Enjoy.
It's
here. Ormus water, now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take WinFox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. WinFox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at WinFox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Zidero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. First, I want to give a shout out to the guys, Thor and Brett, over at Original Language. Check out originallanguage.org. They have amazing, amazing clothing line. Check them out. You can also find them on Facebook. And also, I mentioned the Best of Mount Shasta conference a little earlier that we'll be going out to doing a live broadcast. That's August 9th through the 11th, 2013, at the Mount Shasta City Park. There's 3 days long. There's over 60 different presenters going to be there in workshops and nighttime events, and I'll be there doing a live broadcast. It's going to be awesome, so definitely check it out. And, of course, if you ever have any questions during the show, you can call 800-313-9443, and if we have time, we'll take callers. Always check out Starseed Energy Radio or starseedradio.com for the latest news and updates. Also follow my Twitter feed and podcast page. Also iTunes and all those other things. Leave comments if you can. It helps in rating, stuff like that. Like us, and of course, don't forget the Android app and Amazon you can check out, and also our iPhone app. And of course, this next segment is sponsored by my newsletter, Builder, because these guys really helped me out with the show and put together an awesome newsletter. If you haven't signed up for our newsletter, check us out. There's a newsletter box down at the bottom of the homepage or the website. So we always put out new products, things like that, so it's a good thing to sign up for. And always the guys at Newsletter Builder, thank you guys. You just check them out, mynewsletterbuilder.com. You can give them a call, tell them Jonah Bolt, Starseed, and they'll give you a discount, of course, for their services. So on with that, moving on to our first guest of the evening, we have DJ Story, who has been DJing and producing for a while now. He's played at different events all over all over the globe, Burning Man, Source, Telemagica, Mystic, Garden Gathering, on and on and on. He shared staging with Beats Antique, David Starfire, on and on and on. So without any further ado, he just, I believe, came from a DJ set. Check out DJStoryMusic.com with that DJ Story. Thanks for coming on the air. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing good. You just spun your set, correct? You're at an event right now?
Actually, I'm going to come on at 1 o'clock Eastern time. So, yeah, I'm just waiting right now. Jenna Vicious is about to go on at 11:30. We had an Intrinsic before that. Jesse Steinhauer, he's a great producer as well. And, yeah, I'm really looking forward to playing.
Excellent. So let's jump right into DJ Story. Why EDM, electronic music, music like that is so important with our generation and our genre of people and what's going on the planet and the healing of the planet's going on. Why is electronic music so important for our generation to you?
I think electronic music is very, it's a scene that people, anyone can get involved and it's very liberating. You know, you can just go out on the dance floor and just let go, you know. So I think to have somewhere where you can go and just be free like that, just have a release, you know, from the everyday monotony, just having that time to just kind of center and ground and dance, have a good time.
Now, you've been producing and making music for over 10 years, and you've shared stages with some big names. Talk about some of the styles of music and genres you play and how it's transformed over the last 10 years.
Well, lately I've been really into playing techno and progressive psy. Some people refer to it as Xenon-esque, based on Xenon Records. So it's music that's kind of come from this label that I've been exploring, and so that's kind of the sound I've been into lately, that and like chill out, you know, Psy Chill or Psybeat music, some glitch, but you know, I've gone through a lot of different styles throughout the years, you know, like just trying, dabbling here and there, making beats for, you know, over 15 years now, and that's, you know, gone from world ethnic kind of chill sound to, you know, drum and bass to, you know, house music, all different styles, really. I used to spin vinyl and do a lot of funky house, and then I got, you know, into the drum and bass, and eventually I started doing CDs when I was in Hawaii, and that was freeing because you could play your own tracks or whatever tracks you have, and then now I use Ableton when I play, and a MIDI controller, and it's really freeing. I mean, mixing is great, although having the freedom to do other things when you're playing besides keeping the beats lined is really fun. You know, you can play with the effects more, work on your transitions. So that's what I've been really into lately.
It's amazing that over the years how I've seen such a transformation. I started listening to like electronic music back in the early 90s, like Lords of Acid, you know, groups like that, and it was pretty much very general, the beats, techno back then. Now there's so many different genres, especially the last 5-10 years. It's always changing,
yeah,
and morphing, and everyone's changing with it. It's awesome. Everyone's always picking up, and you can blend it all together. And the important thing of electronic music and why I always played is because it's such a, like you said, liberating, freeing genre of music and scene to get into, that no matter what,
yeah,
you're going through or who you are, doesn't matter. Everyone who's in this scene who listens to electronic music, I believe, understands at some capacity that we're all one. And that's the underlying,
yeah,
message that music brings. And that's why I play it on the show, because it's music is such a motivator and sets the tone, sets the stage. And with electronic music, it's such a heart chakra opening and such a freeing and beautiful, you know, experience to be in a crowd of thousands of people and everyone's just loving and screaming at, you know, the music because they feel so good. I have never seen a type of music that has such high energy, except maybe like the Beatles or something like that. But then, you know, you right. stick like a Tiesto or Deadmau5 or something like that, and I think that's pretty matching energy right there. So, talk about a little bit how you yeah. first got into electronic music.
Well, it's interesting. I was able to meet the lead singer from the band Winger because my parents knew him, and, you know, the kid from Beavis and Butthead, Stuart, always wore a Winger shirt, kind of teasing, and like Metallica kind of teasing on Winger. But, I mean, he's actually a really nice guy, and he got me set up with my first little studio using Logic Audio. And so I started playing with that and then experimenting with, like, Fruity Loops and different audio production software. And then eventually I started using Reason a lot, which is a really great program. Propeller Heads Reason, and then eventually I, you know, got into Ableton, so that just opened a lot of doors, and, you know, you can use Ableton and Reason together, so it's a really powerful, like, synergistic blend for production and for performance, so.
Wow. Man, I had Reason in, like, 1999 when I was working in Manhattan for a company, and they bought me Reason to try to do some audio tracks, and I couldn't even figure it out back then. I can't imagine what it's like now, like 12, 13 years later. It must be unbelievable.
Yeah, Reason's like a virtual studio. I mean, you can press tab, and it flips the rack around so you can mess with the plugs and the routing.
Yep.
the CV signals, controlling different things, you know, and pretty infinite what you can do with synthesizers and different routing and automation and so much, yeah.
It's unbelievable. That's what people don't really understand a lot of times. People hear the music and they're just like, oh, it's just like the same repetitious thing. It's like, are you kidding me? Do you know how much talent and thinking and strategy it takes to come up with a flawless, harmonious beat like that for an hour, two or three or 4 hours? It's like an orchestra. It's making music. One of the most opening things I've ever seen, I was at a concert down in South Beach, Miami, and I saw Paul Oakenfold perform with a live orchestra. Like a 20-25 person orchestra. It was just beautiful to see that, like them playing together and just the cellos and then the Oakenfold was just, oh, it was beautiful blending his music in with the orchestra. And that sent to my mind that it's really music. It's beautiful, you know, how the DJ mixes and flawlessly brings that music together. It's definitely an art form for sure. Talk about some of the new projects you got coming up. What stuff you working on?
I've got a new album on the way, probably going to be called Flower of Sound.
Nice.
Right now I have a couple things released through iTunes. There's Seed of Sound, and then there's Tree of Sound. And I also have some things on Bandcamp. But, yeah, the new stuff is going to be a bit different based on some of the new inspiration I was talking about, some of the more straight techno and the xenon kind of sound. So looking forward to putting something out soon.
Excellent. And where can people find out more information and check out some of your sounds?
Well, djstorymusic.com, like you said, and then you can follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/djstorymusic. And SoundCloud is /djstory, soundcloud.com/djstory. And so a lot of stuff there, and then Bandcamp is djstory.bandcamp.com. So
that's what's up. And I'm sure you got some upcoming shows and different clubs and stuff you got coming up as well.
Yeah, I'll be playing at the Equinox Festival this year, which is in September. It's one of my favorite festivals in the area. The Psytrance Festival. I'll be doing like a chill set on Sunday, and that'll be a good time. And then after that, there's the 3DL Festival, 3 Days of Light, and I'll be doing some music there as well.
Shout out to Scott Love.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So,
that's what's up.
If you're in the Asheville area, head over to Hilo's house. We're doing some music tonight. It's a good time.
There you go. Ashevillians, all the Ashelantis people. You heard what DJ Story said. Party going on tonight. That's what's up. DJ Story, thanks for coming on the show. This is your mix, as always. We're playing it throughout the show tonight, so thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thank you very much, Jonah. Have a good night.
Have a good one. Here's some more DJ Story remixes. We'll be right back.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seed Radio, and that was DJ Story coming on the air live. I'm about to go on stage, and we also have Edward Twitchell Hall III coming on, Ted Dawson talk about traditional medicine, Ben Stewart, singer-songwriter, also filmmaker, public speaker, also have Andrew Osser coming on, Joy of Sports Foundation, and it was honored as a point of light by President Clinton. Can't wait to hear that story. That's awesome. And, of course, our very own Dr. Rachel Miller, so we still have it. Amazing show lined up for you. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about some articles and things that I found this week, because I used to do this a lot and go over articles and news, and we used to cover that a lot on the show, and we haven't lately, especially the last year, because we've had so many guests on. But I'm going to start trying to take more time on the show to go over some articles and things that I put up and tweet about, because there are some really good articles, information coming out right now. One of the first things we want to talk about is David Wilcox, and we've talked about him on the show. Haven't had him on the show yet, but eventually I'm sure I will. Put out a really good article, or big article, whatever you want to call it. The headliner is "The Nightmare is Almost Over, Part 1. I'm just going to read the first two lines. "The NSA data mining scandal is only one of dozens of strong pieces of evidence that the cabal of shadowy power elites are right on the brink of being publicly exposed and brought to justice, as we've been anticipating for years now." Once this happens, it will soon become the most significant event of all of modern history, dwarfing 9/11 by many orders of magnitude as a game changer. This time, however, the game will change for the positive, not the negative. And the article goes on to different things and what he says to back basically those opening lines up. Now, personal opinion, over the years, 3 years now since I've started the show, we've talked about many predictions, many things that many people thought were going to happen that did not. And we've talked about many things that many people thought would happen and did. Especially last year, we talked about the big change coming December 21st and the 3 days of darkness. A lot of people were predicting that didn't happen, and a lot of other things that people predicted didn't happen. As some other articles that I also found on this site, mass arrests happening and divine intervention happening, disclosure. A lot of people said were going to happen last year, did not happen. But that doesn't take away from the things that are happening, which there have been arrests made, there have been people locked up, there have been things happening. And what people have to understand is that this pyramid, the Rothschilds, the Bilderbergs, the global elites that are controlling the planet are in every country. The bankers are in every country except Iran. That's the only country in Libya that were left on the planet that did not have a central bank, a bank that was controlled by the central bank, which is the ruling elite. So, that being said, it's a big top of the pyramid. Even though it's run by a few elite, it's a big pyramid slowly crumbling. We all know the financial system here is eventually going to go. It's based upon things called derivatives that don't even exist based upon figurative numbers. The Federal Reserve is filled with nothing. There's no gold there. David Wilcox himself put out an article that day when it came out, Germany asked for gold back, 300 tons. So the gig is up in a lot of areas, talking about 9/11, mentioning that, of course, for anyone who's still in the tip, that was terrorists, and it was Osama bin Laden in a cave, and they flew planes, and that's what took down the towers. That's not the full story, or even close to the real story. Don't forget Building 7. And there's a lot of people that listen to the show, and I always say, look this stuff up for yourself. Even if you hear something on the show, and you're spiritual, religious, and you're like, oh, 9/11, the government would never do that, or why is 9/11 important, or whatever it is, just look into it. Look into Building 7. Look into the whole thing. Look what a country did to put fear into a country, to drive them to war, to get some of their final pieces of the global elite's agenda to play, which was taking over seven Middle Eastern countries. And that was even testified on a general that worked in the White House, came up on his own and testified against, and talked to Congress and came out and said that was a plan. So these things are coming out. It's a big pyramid. There's a lot of things happening. But to a lot of people, that information is fear. The fearful that can't get into that are not the movers and shakers. They're not the black sheep. They're not the addicts. They're not the people that are ADD, ADHD. Those are the people that are the ones that are really getting the work done in a lot of different ways other than left brain ways. We're talking about the creative people out there. So take this information and look it up and check this stuff out and see what resonates with you. Because there's a lot of stuff out there, a lot of things happen, a lot of things don't, but check into what is inevitably going to happen, a financial collapse, things like that. So you need to be aware. To be aware is to be alive. Another awesome article that I also just tweeted about an hour ago now, and I'll just read quickly this one. Humanity's response to recent transparency. Our reaction determines our reality. Amazing, amazing article. Goes over quantum physics, quantum consciousness, quantum mechanics, all stuff that proves and goes into the science behind a lot of stuff we talk about on the show. So if you are a science guy and you want to get into the physics behind it, check into quantum physics and quantum mechanics. And with that, I'll leave it. I posted that article up, so check the website. I tweeted a little while ago. Here's some more DJ Story. We'll be right back with our next guest. Enjoy.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Whey and many other products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Whey. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Whey, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the whey, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your whey is better than candy. I should know. Today, they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Whey is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Starseed Energy Radio with Jonah Bolt is a cosmic radio show with a mix of riveting new electronic and world music, along with updates and interviews. Starseed Energy Radio covers the latest in world news, earth changes, global events, updates on 2012, spiritual and galactic news. The radio show is focused on doing interviews to help mind, body, and soul, ranging from self-sustainability, spirituality, esoteric topics, holistic practitioners, intuitive individuals, and healers. Featuring groundbreaking conscious content that includes environmental and social change movements, activism, and getting people more actively involved with community to raise awareness. Plus new independent music every week and live special guest musicians. Hear the colors and see the music. Awaken, the time is now. Check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. Going on to our next guest, he is going to be at the Mount Shasta Conference, and he will also be doing a workshop there during that week and is talking about some very cool New Age stuff, if you will. But he's also been anointed by President Clinton. And this is, I'm sure, an amazing story. And named Andrew Ausser. He was also creator of the Joy of Sports Foundation. And this organization served more than 50,000 children. I love having guests like that, because that is what we're all doing this for, the children. Because we all know that they are the leaders for tomorrow. And especially the ones that are coming in now. They're coming in so smart, so intelligent. And a new report just came out last week that talks about the new children that are coming, that are being born now, that are coming onto the planet, are being born where their left and brain hemispheres are already syncing and working together. There's something called binary beats. You can get the hemi-sync. I have it. It syncs the left and right side so your brain works harmoniously. They're saying that the children are coming in with that now, meaning that the old multitask, multi-purpose person like myself is really multitasking, doing multi-purpose things, because they're coming in that way. So it's amazing, amazing things that are happening, and the energies have definitely shifted on the planet. Lots of fun, exciting things happening all over. So good things to pay attention to. And with that, Andrew, thank you for coming on the show. How are you doing this evening?
Doing fine. Thanks for inviting me, Jonah.
Absolutely. It's good to have you on the show, and I know you'll be joining us and everyone at the Mount Shasta Conference happening coming up very soon. We'll talk about that in a minute. But if you could just give the listeners a little background, Andrew, and who you are, how you ended up to Mount Shasta. That's always a fun story. And I definitely can't wait to hear about the Point of Light honor by President Clinton. Very awesome.
Sure, I'll fit that right into the story, Jonah.
Excellent.
So I was a very driven, overachieving, hardworking young man. I went to Princeton and burnt myself out working so hard. And so after college, I decided to move out to Santa Cruz, California, which was a really cool place then, and I guess still is, to decompress and start to meditate and go to the beach and teach tennis and just explore. And pretty soon after that, a couple of my buddies were going up to Mount Shasta one weekend for some kind of festival. So I decided to tag along and just fell in love with the mountain. There's just the energy here that immediately felt it was way different than anything I'd ever felt. It was just like going into another world coming on this mountain. So I started coming back at least once a year, and I felt like I'd get my annual recharge and renewal from being here every year. And one time I was up on the mountain, and I got this vision. I was living in San Diego at the time, Southern California. I was up on the mountain one full moon night, and I got a full-blown vision to move back to Washington, D.C., and start a nonprofit to use sports to help children develop in body, mind, and spirit. And it was so strong, even though I loved being in California, I couldn't say no to it. So the next thing you know, I was back in D.C., and I started the nonprofit, and even though I had, like, zero experience running an organization, I just been a tennis pro. Just, there was just so much grace in it because I followed the vision I got on the mountain that step by step it came together, and eventually we did serve around 50,000 children and did get chosen as the Point of Light by President Clinton for the work we did in helping kids out. So that was a very, you know, rich chapter of my life. But at the same time, it took a lot. It took a lot to run an organization, and after 15 years of that, I was ready for a sabbatical. I figured the perfect place to come for a sabbatical was Mount Shasta. I was in 2006. Then came back here to take a sabbatical year, and basically I never left. I just fell in love all over again with the mountain, and as I waited for my next assignment turned out to be staying here and turning other people onto the mountain. So I've gotten to be here the last 7 years, and people from all over the world come to do journeys and retreats with me on the mountain, so very blessed, and now my work is to share the mountain I love with other people.
It's amazing because your story comes from a very corporate 3D background, and it's important because so many of us that were brought up that way, college, hard workers, you know, get married, have the white picket fence, have broken free from that matrix and have shifted into doing what they love, and by following that path and that energy, everything will manifest in your life. That's the power that everybody has. That's what they don't want us all to know, is how powerful each and all individuals of us are because of the law of attraction. And it's amazing, and now you do your passion, and that's beautiful. And just, it's sharing the mountain and energy with everybody else. And talk about some of the experiences, if you will, at Mount Shasta. I'm excited to go there. I've never been there. I've heard so much about it. So many guests have talked about it over the years, so I'm excited to come out there. But if you could share some of the retreats you've done and what you do on the retreats and some of the experiences that people have had.
Well, sure. I mean, maybe I'll start with myself and share one or two of my own experiences and maybe some experience with other people who've come to be with me. Yeah, one time I was still living in D.C. and under a lot of stress in my life running the nonprofit. I think I'd also been through a difficult breakup of a relationship, so I was basically kind of a mess, actually, when I got to the mountain. And I just lay down on the mountain when I got there, and I just went into this zone. I don't know if it was 2 minutes or 2 hours, but, like, everything dissolved. And I wasn't even trying to do anything. It wasn't like I was trying to do some kind of inner work. I just lay there, and that's all I could do, and the mountain just took everything from me. When I got up, I felt like I was just brand new. and all those experiences in D.C. and all the stress, the heartbreak and everything else, it was just gone. And it didn't come back either. So that was one experience I had myself. Another experience that was kind of fun is one time I went up on the mountain, and you know, I was still in D.C., and I was just still wanting the quiet of the mountain. And there was a helicopter overhead, I guess it was doing a rescue or something. And I was just still wanting the noise to go away. And finally, the helicopter landed, so it was quiet, and I just basked in the quiet and peace. And then the helicopter took off again after a while, and this time the quiet didn't leave. And I realized that no matter whether there's noise or not, the quiet, the peace, the stillness was always present. That was just a very powerful experience of realizing that it doesn't matter if there's noise or not noise, if I'm in a city or on the mountain, the presence and that peace is always available. So that's been a couple of my experiences. And as far as people I've worked with, you know, a lot of the most dramatic experiences take place. There's a very magical hidden waterfall I'm fortunate to know about that's close to the mountain. And I like to start my journeys there. And something happens at that waterfall. It's a rebirthing place. And I see one after another, people come to that waterfall and maybe tired, they may be afraid, they may be grieving. And then we do a ritual. Sometimes we use some Ho'oponopono, which some of your listeners may know is a kahuna ritual from Hawaii, and also use some rituals I know, and people just wake up. You know, people come there kind of lost and confused and afraid, and at some point, usually within a half an hour, they just have a realization that I am, and they just come home to themselves and realize, like you said, Jonah, that the power is inside, and they're not victims. That's something that happens again and again and again.
And let's talk a little bit about, if we could, Andrew, about the energies that have shifted now. December 21st have happened. I have felt a huge shift the last 6 months since then. What's your take on that? How have you felt the energies shift, or have you felt the energies shift? How have things been for you?
You know, I think it's been a little more subtle than some people might have been expecting, but at the same time, it's been very profound. I think things are definitely easier. And I think maybe some of the layers of fear or whatever, contracted energies were blocking us all in the inner, have been taken away, and I think it's just easier now just to be in a space of receptivity and grace. How would you describe the difference, Jonah, for yourself? What do you feel?
Well, I would say because the energies are here to sort of wrap that warmth around you, and it's stronger now, so what you really want to do and be creative and feel, the energies are here to support that, so you're in a happier space because you could manifest your dreams and what you want to really do easier now. For the ones that are in a consciousness to put that out like that, the ones that are still doing a day-to-day jobs as a banker or something, I think have a very slim chance of breaking out because they're not even looking to. But the ones that are here that are observant of this energy and aware of it, it is here to embrace us more now, because I say things now and they manifest very quickly. The fastest I've ever experienced in my life, literally, and it's unbelievable how fast, and now I'm not the only one who's noticed it, many people have. So I think those are the signs that more and more collectively things are happening, you know, towards a more sustainable future, and collectively the energies are rising because we're all synchronizing together harmoniously more and more. So that's how I would explain it.
Well said, Jonah.
Thank you. And talk about on some of these retreats, Andrew. I know you said you go to the waterfall and do ceremony, but what are some of the other types of things and retreats you can do there? We've heard things about the inner city of Mount Shasta and some natives of Mount Shasta, like. So if you can, tell us about maybe some of the stories or myths and some of the other retreats and things that go on around the mountain.
Well, sure. Yeah, I usually describe a journey on the mountain, a complete journey, as having three parts. Probably the simplest way to describe it is past, present, and future. So you come to the mountain wherever you are, and the mountain takes you wherever you are. It doesn't care how much baggage you have. It doesn't care what kind of spiritual beliefs you have or don't have. It meets you where you are. And the first step is, for those who are ready, and just about everybody who comes here is coming because they are ready. It's a releasing of the past. It's a releasing of the fears and the limiting beliefs and resentments and whatever baggage we're carrying from the past is just cleaned up, cleaned away. That's the first step. And then the second step, which is for many people the heart of the retreat experience, is in the present. And it's very magical being in Mount Shasta in the present. What many people have said is that I believe is true is that the veil between dimensions of reality is thinner here. So experiences from other dimensions bleed into the 3D world more easily. It's much easier than other places to connect with ascended masters or with angels or extraterrestrials. And it really depends upon your beliefs. You know, what I experienced is that basically whatever someone believes is true is what they experience. Like if someone believes that the most important thing in the world is to experience Jesus.
Yes.
To experience Jesus.
Absolutely.
If someone believes that there's beings from Lemuria living inside the planet, I mean living inside the mountain, they'll experience them. If someone believes that ET is a secret, they'll experience them. So whatever someone believes is their personal most powerful connection with the divine, the most powerful way to transcend, the mountain will just reflect that and offer that to them. And so that's
absolutely
the present part. You know, connecting with God, basically the divine, the one, through whichever channel you're open to. Then the third part, which is critical, is the future part. So once you've let go of the baggage from the past, and you've had your reconnection and awakening in the present, then to receive vision and clarity for the way ahead. And just really, you know, at least in my mind, about living it. You know, it's not about coming here and just having a neat experience and going back and living your life like nothing happened. It's really about having an experience that transforms your life. So once you've had the experience of connection, then to really open to, okay, I remember who I am now, and I remember that it's all one, and how does this one want to express through this body? What's my service to do, and what are the next steps towards that? So to me, that's a complete journey of past, present, and future.
Mm. It's amazing, because it goes all the way back to stories from like Columbus with the natives there, and I say this story a lot on the show because it's, you hit it on the head. It's what you believe your truth is what your truth is. If you're not open to ETs and extraterrestrials, you're not going to have that experience. Just like the natives of Columbus when they'd never seen a ship or boat before, and it took the shaman to explain it because they'd never seen something like that. If your consciousness isn't open to it, you're not going to have that experience, which is why it's so important to be open to things, which is why certain religions and things like that are sort of like controlling in a way when they believe one thing is the way it is. And when you believe that, say, Jesus or Buddha or whatever is the only one, then that is your truth, and that's how your reality will play out, and you will see miracles happen, and you will see crippled walk again, and you will see that energy happen, because that's how it works. So
it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, so if we could collectively get everyone aware that that's how it works, and put in a plan of a sustainable future with free energy and things like that, so we can not have this burden that we have now with this financial system and other things that we have, that will be the tipping point in changing the planet, because that's really how it works. What you believe is your truth. So it's exciting times, because there's lots of information coming out with the power of the internet and lots of things and shows like this and work that you're doing coming from such a Princeton and you know, corporate and background, and then realizing that being of service to humanity and others is really why a lot of us are here, and that is our service, is to help awaken others and show people another way of living, and that's doing what you love to do. And it's an amazing journey. So thank you for all your service, Andrew, and all your work you're doing. Just for me personally, is, you know, thank you for all your work, all the light workers that have shown the light before I was awakened. To always thank them, because they're the ones that have held the light and paved the ways for us newbies around the block.
Well, thank you, John, for what you're doing to put the word out through the airwaves. That's a great service, too.
Thank you. And where can listeners find out more information, Andrew, about your retreats and tours you do?
Well, sure. I've got a website. It's pretty simple. It's Mount, spelled out, M-O-U-N-T, Shasta, S-H-A-S-T-A, Retreat, R-E-T-R-E-A-T, singular, Mount Shasta Retreat, .net. Make sure you get the .net, not the .com, and you can find out a lot. And by the way, I'm doing just one group retreat this year, which will be the week of September 8th through 14th. It'll be a small group retreat, and that'll be a really profound experience. Every day we'll go to different sacred spots. And then what I offer the rest of the year is basically individual retreats for one person or for a couple or for a family, just kind of custom designed individual retreats. So if you're the kind of person who likes to do it on your own and you flourish in that environment, I'll just do one-to-one with you. If you like a group setting, if you like the power and camaraderie of a group, see if you can make it in September and get all the information from my website. And you're also welcome to give me a call. I'm happy to chat with anybody who wants to call me and talk about Mount Shasta, talk about coming here. And the best number to call me on is 760-525-4512. That's 760-525-4512.
Excellent. Thank you, Andrew. Look forward
to
meeting
you. Great talking to you. Talk again soon.
Joy. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. Thank you again, Andrew, for coming on the show. And look forward to Mount Shasta. Sounds amazing. And we have many more Mount Shasta guests coming up over the next couple of weeks, so tune in for that. Next, jumping to our next guest, we have Edward Twitchell Hall III, better known as Ted, coming on the air, updating us on some of the projects he's involved in and some upcoming projects and events, I'm sure, as well. So with that, Ted, thanks for coming on the air. How you doing? Ted, you with us? All right, well, we lost Ted, and just to give you a quick background on Ted, because the studio is calling him back to station, Ted was one of the original people that was in Manhattan for the big Occupy Wall Street movement that happened last year. That movement has turned into many sustainable projects, as well as another movement called Idle No More. Ted was also down in Brazil for the summit that happened last summer. So he has been a real big mover and shaker, and he comes on to update us on different projects and things that are happening that he's still involved with. So the station is trying to get him back, and he is back. Ted, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing great, y'all. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. So let's jump right into it. Tell us some updates. What's been going on? You always have a lot of things going on with the Native Americans and lots of sustainable projects going on in New York. So what is the biggest project and thing that's happened over the last few weeks that you can update us on?
Man, well, we had the Navajo elder Patricia Ann Davis has been in New York along with the Ambrose family, who have been trained in basically a lot of the old medicine ceremonies, and one is still back in town in New York, so we're having all these gatherings with many of the people in the movement, basically deprogramming the Western mind into life-affirming, cooperative, win-win paradigm shifting. The elder is amazing. She has like a master's in system change, like systems thinking, she's a diagnostician, and she's from three generations of medicine healers. So, like, literally sitting with her, she unframes it all. So we're like, recording all of that after having a TP ceremony in right next to on Governor's Island, right in New York, and that was like history. So that happened a while back. Beyond that, there's been this huge confluence of the Greek and the Turkish people in New York City. That's just, it's heartening, because what's going on in Turkey is really highlighting the power of the people again. But much like Liberty Square, Zuccotti Park, it's just the movement is afresh in Brazil and in Turkey and in Greece. It's everybody's coming together again. This year's going to be massive.
Wow.
Yep. So the indigenous are, there's not too much that I can share in depth, but like some very major shifting is going on in international diplomacy with the U.S. and natives. And that's exemplified by the Lakota. The Lakota were in town around the same time on Wednesday, meeting with high officials at the United Nations, because of a genocide complaint that they brought, to the U.N. And that's, you can find out about that at LakotaGrandmothers.org. But all of that stuff, it's like, it's stirring the pot heavy. A lot of different groups are coming out of the woodwork, and a lot of things are going to be changing in terms of how people see the United States, the Native American nation, the 190 nations that reside inside of the borders.
Good, as they should. Well, Ted, hold on one sec. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back in to get some more updates from you. Hold on one sec.
Great, guys.
Thank you.